Welcome to the Soul Merge Podcast. Hi, I'm Yvette, your life coach, Reiki master, medium, prophetess, and so much more. Do you know how to trust the guidance that you receive from your creator? It could be your ancestors, your spirit guides, or even your higher self. Do you know that your creator has a plan in store for you that will only lead to happiness and well-being? You'll never be steered wrong when you can trust that guidance. I make every effort to listen to what needs to be said and downloaded. I acknowledge there's times when I become anxious and impatient, especially if it seems like, well, you know, I'm not getting my way. I get frustrated and I feel like, you know what? I'm done. This is not working. I'm out of here. I'm done. I quit. But then I realize that I'm only trying to be in control, take matters into my own hands. It's human nature to want to control every situation. But of course, we don't have that control. If we learn to silence the outside chatter, silence the opinions of our friends and colleagues. Now, don't get me wrong. You can have someone as a sounding board. We all deserve to have a neutral party that isn't emotionally involved or attached to the situation. But when it comes to spirituality, if you seek out each and every single person's opinion, you're on Google, you're on Instagram, you're on Twitter, you know, you're just listening to everything and too much, you get confused. What's important here is silence, and one thing I'm going to tell you, trust. I'm going to emphasize that word trust is very important. The type of work that I do for people, the spiritual field, the mediumship, the readings and whatnot, I always get the very same question. Yvette, how did you know? What did you do to learn this? You know, this is a coincidence. What's going on? What do you do? And I will say it is not an overnight deal. This came with age and practice and a lot of faith. I always say trust. They ask, how can I get in touch with my intuition? How do I know it's just not me flipping off in my mind thinking I have like three people talking to me and I think I'm not right? How can I distinguish that between my creator, my ancestors, my higher self? The first thing I would say is trust. Silence. Tune out the outside world. Spiritual guidance starts from within. When you begin to acknowledge and trust in what you hear, see, feel, think, you will see that you'll begin to receive more information. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times it's just us. We're thinking things and, you know, sometimes it just doesn't seem like it fits, but you'll know the difference. You'll feel the difference. It doesn't happen overnight. A lot of times we are in situations and we're impatient. We want answers. We feel like we don't have time. We may not have anyone to speak to, and we need to make a decision and we feel so confused. I can say that I've had quite a few situations like that where I had to make a decision. I didn't have anyone to talk to. My decision actually did need special care. There was an urgency to it. I'm thinking about one in particular, and it was just me and my thoughts. And I remember crying out, just sitting there and saying, give me a sign. What decision should I make? Who do I trust? Show me what's right, what's wrong. And I just let it out. I spoke it out loud. And I remember it was in the evening time. I just had trust that what I put out there was going to come back to me. Now, that's a whole nother podcast and two books later. But I will say that I got definite signs that evening. And I trusted it. And that was the very first time I realized how important it was to have the faith and the trust. I had faith that when I sought out that answer and I was alone, I didn't have anyone to talk to, that I would receive an answer some way, somehow. Now, for everyone, it's not the same. Some people have dreams, they have visions, they may see a billboard or maybe a license plate, or maybe someone will see a special word and you go, you know, that's clicking. That's a sign. That's a sign. Everyone receives their information differently. But what I need you to know is it is from a higher source. If you want to be more in touch with your ancestors, your spirit guides, your creator, or whomever it is that you look up as your higher self, you have to understand that you have to commit to having spiritual trust. I recognize that waiting on answers can always be challenging. When you trust your spiritual guidance and act in accordance with that certainty, you know without a doubt that this is what you should be doing. That is the choice you should be making. That's the direction you should be making. There's no ifs, ands, and buts. Can you think of a time when you felt that way? Can you think of a time when you had no one to talk to? You had no one to listen, but you had some big choices to make. And you just really needed to make them and make them soon, or make a decision that was monumental to your life. And you had a gut feeling. You heard that inner voice. You saw that sign. You had that dream or that vision. Several things may have happened, and you just knew. Think of that time when you felt it in your gut. You just knew. And no one coached you. No one said, hey, that's the right decision. That's the wrong decision. Don't do this. Don't do that. It wasn't like that at all. That is an example of when you trusted the guidance that you received from your creator. You know, it is so important to honor your feelings and silence the chatter. Not looking for outside opinion again, as I stated in my first segment. Taking the time to just decompress, breathe, close your eyes, and just listen. Listening is so important. Now, If I got quiet right now and I just said, I want you to just be quiet. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to just listen. Ask yourself or put a question out there or whatever you're thinking and look for some guidance. Stay silent. Close your eyes and just listen. What do you think you would hear? Who do you think you would hear? You'll hear a voice and, well, sometimes it sounds like yours. Maybe it doesn't. But the point is, you're hearing your thoughts. You're hearing your voice or the other voice or whatever voice that may be. And you think, you know what? These are my thoughts, but I'm going to tell you the difference. You'll know when you are receiving guidance from your higher source because it will not lead you to a place where you know that you'll be unhappy and it won't be for your well-being. That's the first thing. But it will also be a thought or feeling that you know you usually wouldn't think or feel. You'll say to yourself, you're tripping. That makes no sense whatsoever. You don't even think that way. Well, guess what? It's not you. It's your creator, your spirit guide, your ancestor that is communicating to you. Now, this is really, really hard. Trust me. I had to go through this and, you know, I'm human. And sometimes it still gets me like, oh my gosh, how do I say this to this person? How do I make this sound smooth? Because I'm not even sure if this is the truth. But what I did do over the years is I say, okay, I hear it. I hear you. I'm going to trust that the guidance that I'm receiving is honest, true, and accurate, and it will lead me to a place of contentment and happiness. It took some time. Now, it does sound like, oh, everything is going to be peaches and cream. No, not everything is going to be peaches and cream. Sometimes you'll get guidance, and it doesn't feel like the right direction for you to go in, but the most important thing that I cannot stress enough is trust. Trusting in what you hear, feel, see, sometimes even your dreams. And a lot of times, our dreams are not dreams, they're visions. They're prophetic visions. They're foretelling of what is to come or what is happening. It's so important to be in tune with that. Take notes. I want you to ask yourself, which blessings, which fortunate events happened in your life? Can you remember them? Can you use it as an example as to why it's important to listen and trust the guidance that you receive from your Creator? I know each of you have at least 1, 2, 3, 4. I have several. And that's like 2 podcasts and 3 books later, a whole different story, but I know you have at least 1. I want you to ask yourself this other question. Do you ever feel like you have expectations that you've felt that aren't being met? Do you know how you can best handle those feelings? Who do you turn to? Who do you speak to? What do you do? Do you get quiet? Do you meditate? Or do you seek out a whole lot of opinions? You Google things. How do you handle those situations? The next question I want you to ask is, how can you use your Creator's guidance as assistance in making life's choices. Now, you may not be able to answer any of those questions, but this is a good starting point. It's going to give you a reason to put some things into action so that you'll have a why behind your why. Why did you have that gut feeling? Why did you turn left instead of right, even though no one told you? You had trust. Let's try and commit to trusting what we hear and see, and when we download these things in our complete silence. Myself personally, this is what I do. As much as I like to be on Instagram and Facebook and all that other stuff, Snapchat, looking at cute filters and whatnot, I have to turn my phone on the do not disturb mode, put away my laptop, turn off the music. Well, sometimes I do have soft music playing in the background, but for the most part, I don't like too much stimulation. And I just speak out loud what I need guidance on, or I may say it within my mind, but I tend to speak out loud to myself or talk to myself. And I'll say, I need an answer. I need to know, what direction do I go to? What direction should I take? What choice should I make? And at that very moment, I say it with faith. I say it with a certainty that I know I'm going to receive an answer. No matter how it comes, I'm going to receive an answer. I just allow myself to sit in my silence and I close my eyes. I may see things, hear things, pictures, voices, letters, whatever you think that you're seeing or feeling at that very moment, with your mind clear of everything else. Those are the things you take note of. Write them down. It may even seem silly. You may think of something and it just makes no sense whatsoever. Write it down. Keep a log. And I want you to go back and visit it every so often. You will begin to see the consistency in how things occur in your life. And once you begin to see the consistency of the decisions that you make in order to make things take place in your life, you'll begin to trust. But you have to first make the step to have faith that your trust is good enough. Your judgment is good enough. Again, how can you use your creator's guidance as assistance in making your life choices? I am so open to your questions. I want to hear people calling in and leaving me comments. Tell me, what do you do when you really need to make a choice? And you need to quiet the chatter, and you really just need to listen to spirit and be guided. How do you know that is the guidance that you should be receiving? I am so happy you're here. I'm so happy that you listened, and I just want you to focus on the things that you know that you are capable of doing. Join me every Monday at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Here's to happy listening.